Michelle Malkin, Deplatform Silicon Valley from Our Public Schools. By Robert Krajicek on January 11, 2019. Michelle Malkin said Silicon Valley deplatformed from our public schools in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe invited Malkin's comment on threats to free speech and expression posed by Silicon Valley's increasing control of the internet. "These tech giants are an existential threat to America as we know it," stated Marlowe. "Give me your 30,000-foot view on the topic. Listen." Malkin replied, "As long as these Silicon Valley radical ideologues are using their platforms to control speech in America and are deplatforming so many of my friends and allies in the United States and across the world, I believe it's time for the right to push for President Trump to deplatform Silicon Valley from our public schools. They have no business infiltrating government schools with their propaganda, being brainwashed, seeding these kids, bombarding them with ads, addicting them to technology when that really should be the decision of parents." Malkin continued, "There are so many teachers who are whistleblowers. Now, talking about the public safety dangers of so many of these tech devices, the lack of security, the lack of control, plain text passwords being collected, the student data mining racket that was facilitated by the Obama administration, undermining federal education and privacy rights protection which allows third-party contractors to plunder all of this personally identifiable information, of children." Malkin praised Breitbart News's coverage of issues related to the world's largest technology companies. "Breitbart has been one of the few, if not the only on the right, to continually highlight these problems and to give a platform and voice to grassroots education reformers," said Malkin. "This is just like the immigration issue, right? You've got the bipartisan alliance, i.e. Paul Ryan, who I can't say good riddance, but that guy is never going to get out of our hair, out of our business, or out of our lives. A lot of these Democrats who are supposedly progressive and anti-corporate. But we wouldn't have had Common Core if it wasn't for the common alliance between people who want to control the schools." In April, Malkin criticized political censorship via technology companies. She dismissed purist anti-regulation tendencies while describing companies such as Facebook, Google, and Twitter as quasi-monopolies and trusts that need to be busted. Last September, Malkin warned of Google's surveillance of children via its ostensibly educational suite of applications. "They're tracking our kids," she said. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.